situation. Now, if we talk about grade 11s, you know that it could be a very, very stressful time for those students that are in grade 11 because all they're thinking about now is getting to grade 12, which will be more stress next year. But how do you ensure that you get yourself in a good position to be in grade 12 in 2020? Well, I don't have that advice for you. Natasha Madhav, education expert at the Independent Institute of Education, joins you this morning to share those pearls of wisdom. Natasha, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning to you too.
Certainly, grade 11 is one of those years where some will argue is more difficult than matric itself. It's a very critical year in a student's life.
Absolutely. I think grade 11 actually prepares you for what's to come in grade 12. You also use your grade 11 results to help gain entrance into some of the academic institutions. So it's important that you start mentally preparing yourself in grade 11 in terms of how you're going to study, how you cope with workload, because that actually ends up helping you through what's to come in grade 12.
And let's talk about that. What should then grade 11s be focusing on to have an effective year?
So you obviously need to lay the groundwork. You need to look at your workload. You need to understand how you're going to start studying. I mean, you may have gained study skills over the past few years, but I mean, grade 11 and 12 is critical in the sense that you don't want to take chances. And many students may be also aiming for distinctions because they need to get good marks to get into the careers that they want to. So studying hard and mentally preparing yourself is extremely important. So you need to start planning how you're going to study, how you're going to balance your life, work around the workload, and of course, I mean, also looking for study tips. So nothing stops you from also going on to YouTube and looking for great study tips, because at the end of the day, it's your career that's in front of you.
If you just joined the conversation, you're listening to the voice of Natasha Madhav, Senior Head of Program Faculty of ICT at the Independent Institute of Education. We are trying to assist grade 11s, trying to help them to be most effective in this year so that when they get to matric, they're already ready for what's coming. So talking to that, Natasha, though, as you've alluded to it earlier on, how tough is this year compared to other years? You've alluded that it's preparing you for grade 12, but I mean, in terms of stresses and others and all those sorts of things, how tough is this year?
Again, I think many students are focusing on grade 12, but remember your grade 11 results matter. And you also need to make sure that you're comfortable with all the subjects that you've chosen. So, for example, if you're struggling in mathematics or physical science, you then need to either get yourself a tutor or just start investing more time in those subjects. Because by grade 11, if you have identified that certain subjects are problematic for you, you need to focus on getting out of that. Because by grade 12, you don't want to be struggling with mathematics or physical science or whichever other subject that you may have chosen.
Yeah.
So, even by grade 10, if you've identified a problematic subject, you need to start working harder on those subjects. So by the time you're in grade 12, you are comfortable with the subjects that you have chosen.
And if
nothing stops you from getting tutors. Sorry.
Yeah. Tutors, that's a whole different conversation altogether. But just on that, maybe I know there is a detailed plan perhaps that you have. So what sort of type of plan should a grade 11 have in place in terms of study options?
Well, definitely starting to study in some of my free time, because as much as we love school holidays, yes, you can have some fun, but I think if you have 3 weeks of school holidays, you need to at least spend a week on studying on your weaker subjects. So once you get your report, you need to look at the subjects that you didn't do well. You need to perhaps start making notes all over again, because I do believe that as much as I can listen to the teacher and copy notes on the board, I need to start reflecting on what I've done myself. So making a whole set of notes for yourself, understanding what happened in the classroom over that term is critical. So planning yourself, mentally preparing yourself is also important, because remember, if I find that I'm struggling to cope with stress in grade 11, then I'm also going to cope with stress in grade 12. So also reach out to your parents. If you feel that you are under pressure, under stress, talk to somebody. Because mental and emotional preparation is very, very important.
And I have to say, I have to agree with you on that. I think for many of us that have gone through the stresses and all of that, we never really thought we had that option to, when we are not sure, when we're feeling overwhelmed, to simply say, I need help.
Absolutely. And that's important. It's also important that parents take note of the emotional patterns in their kids so that they can identify, okay, my son or daughter is feeling a bit stressed. Okay, yes, maybe for 2 days she does not need to look at her books, or I could get someone in to talk to her. But at the end of the day, it really is important that students at grade 11 start mentally and emotionally preparing themselves, and also need to understand the workload and how they're going to cope with the workload. Because if I can get this right in grade 11, then I will not be under due stress in grade 12.
And Natasha, just before we let you go, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. But what would your parting words then be to the listeners, the parents and the grade 11 students?
You know what? It's never too late. If I find that I am really not coping at grade 11, reaching out, getting help. You've got student counselors, you've got your teachers, you've got your parents. They're all there to support you. So make sure you speak to someone if you're feeling stressed to get the help that you want.
Natasha, thank you so much for joining us on the show. A very good morning to you.
Good morning to you too. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much. Natasha Madhav, Senior Head of Program, Faculty of ICT at the Independent Institute of Education.